It's time now for our Auburn Bulldog Coaches Show, brought to you by the Bank of Peru and by Carson National Bank, and our visit with Coach Kellen Conroy. Coach, you tell me, is it easier going into this thing as a second-year head coach, or loved all that excitement of being a first-year head coach last year?
I don't know. It's kind of a tough question. You know, I love the game of football, and you know, I love the competition, love the being around the student athletes and everything. And you know, I was nervous already Sunday night. I mean, we started camp. We did our team camp in July, and then we did our conditioning and then starting practice, and I was ready to go. And I still feel like it's my first year here. We're learning things. I'm learning things left and right and doing things. I'm probably a little less nervous than I was last year. I think the student athletes and I are a little more comfortable with each other, comfortable in our offensive and defensive systems now. And now that comfort level's up, we're ready. We're going to be ready to go.
That's got to be make things a little bit easier. They kind of know you. You know them, and they kind of know what you're going to do. Probably headed into the season, at least have a much better idea than they did last year.
Yeah, I think the expectations that they know exactly the work ethic they're going to get from me, and they understand, you know, what I expect of them. So I do think I've seen that a little bit. Our confidence is up a lot more than it was last year at this time. I think, you know, anytime you change a head coach or you have a coaching change or any thing that would affect a team dynamic, it's tough to adjust to. And I thought a team adjusted really well last year to having a new coach and some of the new things we brought in. And this year, I really see the confidence that they understand this is what we need to do, and this is what we need to do to get the job done.
We always joke every year that Auburn, it seems every week you have a rivalry game, and of course this one with Nebraska City, one of the biggest you have during the year. We'll talk about that in a moment, but looking at that schedule for Auburn, if it's not a traditional rival game, it's a team with a lot of tradition behind it. It seems like every week in, week out.
Yeah, we have a good schedule, and I wouldn't say it's a bad schedule or it's a tough schedule. You might hear some people, you know, think about that, but you know, I think it's a good schedule. You know, we're going to see where we measure up and what we need to do, and you know, I'd rather have a good solid schedule so that way you can get a good accurate assessment of your team and instead of playing a schedule that you might not be prepared for a game down the road in November or anything.
We'll be back and visit more with Coach Conroy. We'll talk about the season opener after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Auburn Coaches Show. We visit with head coach Kellen Conroy as the Bulldogs get ready to open the season. Coach, Nebraska City is the traditional season opener for Auburn, and no different this year. Nice to have that first one at home always.
Yes, it is. It is nice. And last year we went up to Rest City. They were, you know, they had to deal with it too. They were having the construction project and going on, and you know, that affected their team too as well. And some of the game routines, it affected both teams. And you know, everything should be. I think everything's done. I'm not quite sure, but it, you know, the building looks great and everything. And this year, you know, we kick off in Auburn here, and we'll be ready to go. And I know Nebraska City will be ready to go. You know, they practice hard, they play hard every week, and you know, it's always in a rivalry game, if we want to call it that. You know, it's anything can happen in a rivalry game, and you know, the kids are emotions are running high and their nerves are going because it's that first game of the year, and I hope it's an exciting game.
Do you spend a lot of time worrying about what the Pioneers are going to do, or just pretty much worrying the preseason about what you guys are going to do?
We do a lot. We do scouting, and we work through the off season, and we the coaches, you know, we try to break things down from last year, see what tendencies teams run, do a lot of things. In the beginning, in the early part, it's focus on us, making sure we're doing what we need to, making sure we're making our adjustments, making our calls. Getting our team ready, and as we get a little bit closer to game day, we're looking at our opponent. Okay, this is kind of what they did last year. This is some of the packages that they came in with. These were some of the tendencies, just to make our kids aware of these are things that they need to be ready for. Because week zero, everybody's 0-0, and it's a brand new year and a brand new start, and you never know what you might see offensively or defensively from any given team.
If I was coaching against Auburn, I would expect that I would be concentrating on Mr. Gonzalez this year because he's a 1,000-yard returning rusher, and I'm sure you know that as well. You're having to find creative ways to get him the ball and get other people involved in the offense.
Yeah, and that's a focus for us. Yeah, we know Alex is he's a tough runner. He's a good runner. He took care of the ball for us last year and ended up with a little over 1,000 yards rushing for us. So we know that's going to be a focal point for teams that are scouting us from a defensive standpoint. That he'll be one of the main threats that they have to account for. But we have other weapons too that we spread the ball around, and we've been spreading the ball around during camp and practice. Making sure that we can open up things, whether it's maybe a passing game, a passing situation or running situation. But we've worked with a lot of things, and Alex is—he's a tough runner, so we're all going to have to work. It's not just one guy out there; it's going to be 11 that are going to have to work to get the job done.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us this week. Good luck in the ball game. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
That's our Auburn Coaches Show today on Sunny 101.3.